Today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud. Today we're going to finish up discussion. We started the discussion yesterday about who is more makel about Simchas Yontif. Is it Beis Shammai or is it Beis Hillel? Something led Rabbi Yochanan to say Muchlefes Hashita, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's opinions are reversed. We had the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta where Beis Shammai seemed to be more makel and Beis Hillel seemed to be more machmir. But now we're quoting a series of different Mishnayos. We're going to have five of them in total. We had one yesterday, four more today, where it seems to be the reverse in terms of their attitudes towards Simchas Yontif. So that discussion is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph. Then the Mishnah is going to have machlokas about what it takes to make birds muchan miba'od yom, to make birds not be mukta in advance of Yontif. And then the Gemara is going to give two explanations why Beis Hillel says that we have to be specific about which birds to use before Yontif and not to rely on Breira. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about what if you find what seems like a different set of birds than you designated before Yontif. They're a different color or a different number of birds you designated before Yontif, and you find different in the Khan on Yontif. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether our Mishnah perhaps is a raya to the more general sugya of Rov Vikarov, whether you're Halachacha Rov or Halachacha Akarov. If you have the majority leads you in one direction and whatever is closest would lead you to the other conclusion, which one do we follow? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to compare birds to Meiser Sheni money that was left out, and then you find a different amount of money. So when do we assume it's the same? When do we assume it's different? Today's shir, I forgot to mention, is sponsored by the Lasky family, Lezecher Nishmas Chaya Fredel Bas Yaakov, Allah Shalom, whose yard site is today, and Lezuchus Rufo Shalema, Lahavdil Benachayim Benachayim, Lezuchus Rufo Shalema, for Shalom Ben Shoshana Chana, and for Rachel Miriam, Bas Shifra Yenta, the Shneva Rufo Shalema, Besoch Sharcha Leisrael. So we are, again, we're holding at four lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So let us begin again. This is the second of the five different Mishnayos that we're going to ask from to try to determine whether Beis Shammai is more machmir or more mekel than Beis Hillel by Simchas Yomtov. Ella I kasha ha kasha. If we're going to have a problem, if we're going to ask any questions about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's opinion about Simchas Yomtov, it should be the following: that Beis Shammai omrim lo yitol im kein nanei mibod yom. Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to take the birds unless you were minanei, unless you actually moved them and held them in your hand miba'od yom, before Yontif started. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel is going to say in the Mishnah later in today's daf that omid va'omer zevzani notel, that you don't need to actually take the birds in hand in advance of Yontif. All you need to do is stand near the bird nest on Erev Yontif and say, yeah, I'm going to take that one and I'm going to take that one. Just identify which birds you're going to take. So Beis Hillel is much more makel in terms of what they allow for the sake of Simchas Yontif, that Beis Hillel is willing to allow doing much less in advance of Yontif so that you can ensure that you have what to eat on Yontif. So Amaga Beis Simchas Yontif Beis Shammai L'chumra u'Beis Hillel L'kula. So we see Beis Shammai is more machmir and Beis Hillel is more mekel when it comes to Simchas Yontif. So frak the Gemara u'Remini Hashochid Chayiv Of B'Yomtov. Aye, what about the Mishnah Beit Zedav Beis Amud Aleph? What about the first Mishnah in our Masechta where Beis Shammai held that Beis Shammai was one that was Kula, Beis Shammai is one that held that you're allowed to shecht, and then you're allowed to do the Kisei Adam, and Beis Hillel says, no, if you don't have Afar Mucham Nibod Yom, you're not allowed to do the Kisei Adam. So we see that Beis Shammai was Lekula and Simchas Yontif, Beis Hillel was Lechumra. Says the Gemara again, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechlefes Hashita. This must have been why Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechlefes Hashita, that we have to switch around the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, no, again, this is not a good proof. Vidum Alohi, maybe you cannot say Mechlefes Hashita based on this. Maybe this is not a kasha at all. Why does Beis Shammai allow in the Mishnah to do the Shechita and then do the Kisui? Because we're talking about a case where there is a Deker Notes. You already have the shovel in the ground. And therefore, it's not that we're allowing a violation of an Isra Drabban for the sake of Simchas Yontif. There's no violation at all. You're not violating anything. It's not Mukta, it's not Tochein, it's nothing. There's no violation of anything. But if there was no Deker Notes and there was a potential for violating an Isser, Beis Shammai would never allow violating any sort of Isser Drabanan for the sake of Simchas Yontov. And Beis Hillel is also not a stira, because he nami adkan lokarim Beis Hillel hacha el kivin de muktzuhu ba omid vomer zevzani notel sagi aval hasam lo. Over here, since the only issue is an issue of muktza, so all you need to do to remove the muktza problem and to make it that you're not in violation of anything whatsoever is by standing near the nest on Erev Yontif and identifying which birds you want to take. So that takes away the muktzah status because you are making those birds muchan. But when it comes to doing a shechita, it's going to be a violation of some sort of iser to then dig and do the kisei adam. So Beis Hillel also would never allow violating any sort of iser drabanan for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. The reason Beis Hillel allows taking these birds when you stand there in Erev Shabbos is because they hold, then there's no iser. You have avoided violating any iser whatsoever. So it's not that we're being makil l'sarach Simchas Yom Tov. Now we move on to the third potential stira, Eli Kasha HaKash. If you have a stira between Bisham and Besila in the Shitos of Bisham and Besila respectively, Legabi Simchas Yom Tov, it should be from the following source, that Bisham Yomrim Ein Notl Nesa'ali L'Katziv L'Av Basar U'Besila Matirin. Beis Shammai says, you're not supposed to take the big board that you would chop meat on and use it to chop meat on Yontov, and Beis Hillel holds that you are allowed to. So you see that Beis Shammai is more machmir when it comes to those things that could facilitate Simchas Yom Tov, that could help you prepare food for Yontov, and Beis Hillel is more lenient when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. So Raminhi, what about the first Mishnah Shel Chayva of Beis Shammai v'chulei? We already know what we're asking, that in the first Mishnah Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to shecht on Yantiv and then do the Kisei Adam. Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to unless you have offer Mukhun Ribod Yom. So you see Beis Shammai is Lekula, Beis Hillel is Lechumra. So again, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mechlef Es HaShita. Maybe this is where Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechlef Es HaShita. They have to switch around the Shitas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Says Gmar, no, you don't have to switch them around. Mimai, Dilmalohi. Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam El Hechadika Dekar Notes, Aval Hechadika Dekar Notes Low. Just like we answered the last two times, that Beis Shammai in the Mishnah and Dav Beis Amin Aleph is not being makil because he allows a violation of some sort of iser for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. He's being makil because there's no iser being violated at all. But over here by the Eli, he holds that is a violation of an iser. That is some sort of iser drabanan to move this big board. And Beisil would hold that moving this board, this chopping board, is not a violation of anything because the board is a din of a kli, and the halacha is that a kli shemalachto le'iser, you're allowed to be metaltal tzorach gufo. So if you have some sort of need for this kli, it's not a muksa violation at all to move this kli. But when it comes to shechting a bird on yantif and having to do kisei adam, that will involve a violation of an iser, and Beis Hillel is not going to be makel to violate an iser just for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. Over here, by moving the kli, you're not in violation of any iser. So that's why Beis Hillel is makel for the case of Simchas Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, fourth possibility: Eli Ikasha HaKasha. So if we're going to identify any Mishnah as a stira to the Mishnah Dav Beis Amin Aleph, it would be the following Mishnah: Beis Shami Omrim Ein Nosnes Haor Lifnei Adorson V'Loyag Bihenu Elim Kein Yeshlov Kazayis Basar. Beis Shami says you're not allowed to take the hide of an animal and put it in front of where people are going to walk, and that way it will be ma'abed the hide. It will work to start working and tanning the hide unless it has a Kazayis Basar on it. Ubeisil Matirin. Says that it's mutter. You don't need the kezayis basar on it in order to take away its muksa status. Alma gabi simchas yom tov beshamay luchumra beisil lekula. So we see that beshamay is more machmir over here, and he does not allow violation of this isra of muksa by the hide of the animal for the sake of simchas yom tov, and beisil does allow it. So says mar urminhi hashochi chayvov yom tov. Aye, what about the mishnah daf beis amid aleph where we see that beshamay was more makel and beisil was more machmir? So again, the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mechlef Es HaShita." Rabbi Yochanan would say, "Okay, flip around the two opinions, and then all is good." So again, the Gemara says, "Mimai, no, you don't have to switch around the shitos. Lohi ad kan lo karim beishamei hasam elechadika dekar notz avlechad delaka dekar notz lo. In the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, there's no violation of anything according to beishamei, and that's why they allow shechting for Simchas Yom Tov because you're not violating anything. Inami ad kan lo karim beisil hacha el dechazi lemizkli lavei avol hasam lo, and Beis Hillel would only allow using the or of the behema over here because he doesn't view it as muktzah at all. He says that it's ra'i to use, to lean on, to sit on. People use mats like this all the time. So right now, it's already considered ra'i. It's not considered something muktzah. So it's not that Beis Hillel is being matir nis or muktzah for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. It simply isn't an nis or muktzah. And in a fantastic Daf Yomi coincidence, the Mizga Alei says Rashi, This is how they used to sit. Shotchin begadim al gabei akarka. They would spread out clothing on the or cloth on the ground. V'nismachin, and they would lean. V'yoshvin al birchein kfufin, and they would bend over on their knees. K'damrinan b'psachim, just like the Gemara says in Psachim kuf chesam aleph, have a zaginan a birchei da'adadi, that we used to lean on each other's knees. Why does the Gemara talk about that in Psachim daf kuf chesam aleph? Because the Gemara over there is talking about the issue of Seba, about the requirement to do a seba, that they would lean on each other's knees. So that's why the spreading out of these mats is considered a tzaruch yamtov, because that's the way people would sit all the time. The context of that Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, is when the Talmidim said that when we were by Rabbah, we used to, or by Rav Yosef, I don't remember which one they went to first, when we were by one of the Rebbe's, we used to lean on each other's knees, and the Rebbe allowed it, he didn't have a problem. Then we went to the other Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, "No, Mor Rabcha Kamara Shemayim. You're in front of your Rebbe. Your Mor Rav should be like Mor Shemayim. You shouldn't lean in front of your Rebbe." Of course, the Rebbe has the right, but you see from that Gemara that the Rebbe has the right to be mochel that kavod, so that people can lean, that the Talmidim can lean. But again, that's the reference Rashi's making to the Hesebu Sugya based on this line that it's Chazil Lemizgei Lavei. What makes these high? It's Chazil Lemizgei Lavei. We see in that Gemara that was the derech, that they used to use these kinds of things all the time to sit on the floor. So Ela Ikasha Hakasha. So now we move to the fifth and final potential stira to the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. That Beis Shammai or remain with Salkinus Atrisin B'Yomtov. Beis Shammai says you should not remove the window shutters on Yantiv. Ubeisil Matirin Aflahachzir. Beisil says not only are you allowed to remove the window shutters on Yantiv, you're even allowed to replace them, to put them back, and to close the windows on Yomtov. As Rashi points out, Aflahachzir V'Liskerben V'Chazar Vaday Shalol V'Tzorachi. That's not even considered the Tzorach. V'Afil Darmin Ein Binyan B'Kelim. Tircha delav tzorach miyahava, and even if you hold in binyan bekelim, but at least you're being matriach, it's still bad because you're being matriach yourself shalol tzorach, and still v'kasharina le mishum tchilasan. Beis Hillel allows putting the window shutters back because otherwise people might not take them down in the first place. So for the sake of Simchas Yantiv, to remove the window shutters in the first place, Beis Hillel allows this extra tircha later on to put them back afterwards. So alma gabi Simchas Yantiv beishamel. So we see over here Beis Shammai is more machmir and is more willing to forego Simchas Yom Tov because he doesn't want you to violate some other Isser. And Beis Hillel says, no, Simchas Yom Tov is important and we're willing to be mekel in order to facilitate Simchas Yom Tov. So, Raminhi, Ashokhi Chayvov, Yom Tov. But what about the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where it was the reverse? Beis Shammai was more mekel with shechting the oaf and doing Kisei Adam. Beis Hillel was more machmir. So, Bishlam Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai lo Kasha. So, again, we've answered the Kasha Beis Shammai four times. But this is the fifth time already. That's not going to be a kasha. Hasam dika deker na'utz, hachaleka deker na'utz. That in the case of the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, there was no violation of any Isser whatsoever. And that's why Beis Shammai was mekel. But over here, it is a violation of an Isser. So Beis Shammai is going to be machmir. Ela Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel kasha. But why is it that Beis Hillel was machmir and Beis Amud Aleph and is mekel by the window shutters? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, so you see that you have to switch around the Shitas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says Gemara again, Til Malohi, Ad Kan Lo Karmi Beis Hillel Hacha, El Mishum De Ein Binyan Bekelim Vein Stira Bekelim, Aval Hasam Lo. No, maybe there's a difference. Maybe Beis Hillel is only Mekel over here because there's no Binyan or Stira Bekelim, so there's not a violation of anything, of any genuine Isser, of any real Isser. No real Isser is being violated. I, Rashi, had said that there's a Tircha issue being violated. Okay, but that's a lesser Isser than a Muksa issue. He would never allow violation of a genuine Isser Derabanan for the sake of a Simchas Yom Tov. But in the case of the Mishnah, the Beis Amud Aleph, there is actually a violation of Muktzah at least, and therefore he would not allow it for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. Now, according to our Girsa, that Ein Binyan Bekelim Vein Stira Bekelim of Hasam Lo, it seems that the reason that Beis Hillel is Mekel to be Mefarik and Machzir the Trisim is not because of some sort of special heter of Simchas Yom Tov, but it's rather Ein Binyan Vein Stira Bekelim. There's simply no violation. obligation. So it has nothing to do whether it was for simplest yantif or whether it was just stam for any other reason. It's not because of the tzarech mitzvah of simchas yantif. It's stam because you're allowed to do it. There's no violation at all. The problem is the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis is going to say that even Beis Hillel was only matir betrisei chanuyos, where you have the reason of simchas yantif, but trisei batim, where there's no heter of simchas yantif, he would not allow it. Meaning the heter of trisei chanuyos, apparently, according to the Gemara later on, is related to the concern for Simchas Yom Tov. It's also the poskim, the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov and the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Yud Tes, paskim like the Gears of our Gemara over here, that we don't say Mechlevas Hashita, and they paskim like Pesil, like the Gears of the Mishnayos that we have, and nevertheless they paskim like the Gemara later on, that Trisei Batim Arasir. So which is it? Do we paskim like our Sugya over here, where we say that Simchas Yom Tov is not a factor at all, or do we paskim like the Sugya later on? There's a difference between Trisei Batim and Trisei Chanuyos, where Simchas Yom Tov is a factor. So that's why some of the Rishonim, the Ran, and the Achronim, Pnei Yeshua, explain that even though Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, we still are using a little bit the reason of Simchas Yom Tov, so that we shouldn't make a Gezerah Atu D'Losos Sheyesh Lem Tzir Menatzad. That you might come to make a Gezerah that you shouldn't remove Trisin, you shouldn't remove window shutters on Yom Tov, because then you might come to remove a door that has hinges on the side on Yom Tov as well, and that would be a violation of Stira. So in order that we shouldn't make such a Gezerah, that's where Simchas Yom Tov helps out. So in terms of any actual Issur D'Rabbanan, we don't need Simchas Yom Tov. There's no Issur D'Rabbanan because Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. So you're not violating Binyan V'Stira on any real level. In terms of why don't we at least make a Gezerah Midrabbanan, that it should be that this is too similar to a door that has hinges on the side, well, we're not going to make that in Drabbanan because of Simchas Yom Tov. So that's how Simchas Yom Tov still plays into it. So the Stira in the Mishnayos in the Sheet of Beis Hillel is Miyushav because we could say that only B'makom Kal, where the whole issue is going to be that maybe I should make a Gezerah, that's where Beis Hillel is Matir Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. But if it's an actual Isra Drabbanan, Beis Hillel would not be Mekel Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, says the Mishnah. If you want to designate birds in advance on Yantif, so Beishamay says the only way to do it is by taking each bird in hand in advance of Yantif. Then on Erev Yantif, you have to go by the bird nest and take each bird and say, okay, this is a bird I'm going to use for Yantif. Beisil says, that's good enough to just stand on the side of the nest and point to the ones that you like and say, I'm going to take that one, I'm going to take that one. You don't have to actually handle each bird that you're going to use on Yantiv. Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Yantiv, Perek Beis, quotes Machlokas Rishonim, which types of birds we're talking about in our Mishnah. We alluded to this yesterday, I think, but at least one of the Shitos. Some of the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Meiri, assume that we're talking about Yonei Shovach that are not yet able to fly. They're just hopping around, and they're not Mechusar Tzeda, and that's why you're allowed to take them, and the only thing you need to do is be Mazmin them before Yantav to avoid Muktza. But if they were already able to fly, then they're Mechusar Tzeda, and then you wouldn't be allowed to trap them in the first place. So doing in advance of Yantav, pointing them out in advance of Yantav, or taking them in advance of Yantav would be irrelevant, because that would only save you from a Muktza issue, but if there's a tzedah issue, it's not going to help you anyway. So that is the shita of some Rishonim. However, other Rishonim, the Rambam and the Itur, are of the opinion that any sort of zimun works even when it's birds that are able to fly. They hold that Yonei Shovach don't need a special tzedah, Yonei Shovach, since that's their home, so that's not called really tzedah when you take them, and therefore it's even if they're able to fly already, that all you need is to be mazmin them in advance. It's also interesting that throughout all these Mishnayos, we're talking about birds and Simchas Yantif. You know, there is a concept, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Tes, when it talks about the sugya of Simchas Yantif. So the Gemara says, Ein Simcha El Bebasar, Ein Simcha El Beyayin. right? That was much basically the only simchos of basar, and now it's biyayin. So where do birds come in? Are birds considered basar or birds yayin? So it happens to be from that Gemara, it would seem that there's no mitzvah of simchos yontif with basar at all. Bizman hazeh, that was purely basar shlamim. Bizman basar yayin has nothing to do with nowadays. The Torah in Tavkuf Chavtes writes mitzvahs yomtov lechalik also chetzi lebeis medrash vechetzi leachil ushtia. It's a different sugyam psachim that the mitzvah of simchos yontif is that we should spend half the day celebrating and half the day in the base medrash. Va'afal pishat tzarich kol adam letzamtzei mitziyosav al yitzamtzei b'tzos yomtov. And even though we should be frugal in the way we spend our money in general, but not when it comes to spending on yontif, we should spend berevach v'tzarich l'chabdo la'agno k'derek shema'aneg u'mechabed ha'shabbos, and we should enjoy it. Va'anashim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin. And the Torah, basically paraphrasing a Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov, says that men eat meat on Yom Tov. So the Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Bizmash Bizim Gashay Kayam, men ate meat. Nowadays, we don't need to eat meat on Yom Tov. Nowadays, Ein Simcha El B'Yayin. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, it leaves out this din of Achilas Basar. It's actually not so clear that it leaves out the din of Achilas Basar. Avadi Yosef points out, Shulchan Aruch does quote Achilas Basar in Hilchos Purim, when he talks about Simchas Purim. So if that's the definition of Simcha by Purim, why is Mistama Mishulchan Aruch just being Somech? That's also the definition of Simcha by Simchas Yamtiv. So Avadi Yosef Sa'ara, that you can't just look at one line in Shulchan Aruch, you have to look at the whole Shulchan Aruch to get an idea of what the Shulchan Aruch really holds. The Shagaz Aryeh in Simon Samach Tes says Mitzvah Simchas Yamtiv Bizman Hazeh is of eating Basar is the Raisa. And from the Gemara over there in Pesachim, it's just that the Iker Simcha is Bebasar Behema Bizman Shemig Shayakayim. And we're saying that in addition to that, Bizman Hazeh, we also have Yayin, because Basar is not quite on the level that Basar used to be on when the Beis Hamikdash was around. Magen Avraham writes in Reish Mem Tes, Sifkat Vav, that by Sudas Bris Mila, you should have Dafka Basar, so that it should be a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham writes that in Hilchos Yom Tov also, that you should eat Dafki Basar on Yom Tov. That, however, elsewhere in Tafrei Shadivel, the Magen Avraham seems to indicate that you don't have to eat Basar and Yom Tov. So the Darkei Tshuva tries to be Miyashev, that there's no Chiyuv to eat Basar and Yom Tov, it's only a Din L'Chadchila, it's not an absolute Chiyuv to eat Basar and Yom Tov. But Darkei Tshuva says, when we talk about Basar, we mean Basar Behema Dafka. However, it sounds from the poskim that talk about Sudas Bris Mila, that there should be a Su'uda and Basar, that the Iker is that it shouldn't be Milchik by Sudas Bris Mila, but not that it has to dafka be basar behema, that basar oaf would work as well. That's how most of the poskim sound like. What they're emphasizing is basar versus milchik, not basar versus basar oaf. And one of the rayas that the Achronim bring is from our sugya, that you see basar oaf allows for simchas yom tov, because our entire discussion, all these mishnayos, of what are you going to do for the sake of simchas yom tov? What are we going to be making for the sake of simchas yom tov? It's all about trapping birds. It's about using birds for yom tov. It's not about behema. So you see that basar oaf is also in some way a fulfillment of Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, so you can have chicken, you don't have to have meat for Yom Tov. Fine. So it says the Gemara now. There was this machlokas b'sham b'sil in the Mishnah. What do you need to do on Erev Yantiv in order to make these birds not mukta in advance of Yantiv? B'sham said you actually need to take them in hand, and b'sil says no, you can just stand on the side and point them out. So Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami machlokas b'bricha rishona to b'sham savri gazrinan dilma asi lemluchei u'b'sil savri lo gazrinan. The whole machlokas is only by the first set of birds that are born with the bricha rishona. Rashi points out that the way doves work is that every month they give birth to a new set, and Shnei Gozlos, Zachar and Nekeva, every month, except for during Tkufas Teves, and then they go back during Nisan and they do it again. They continue to give birth every month to a new set, a Zachar and Nekeva, every single month. So that's a Bricha Rishona. Why is a Bricha Rishona so valuable? The first set that's born in Tkufas Nisan, why is that so valuable? So again, I guess that's Tkufas Nisan, another Daf Yomi coincidence, that these are the birds that we would use for Simchas Yantif, those, that Bricha Rishona. So why is it that those are so valuable? So Rashi writes at the beginning, in Bricha Rishona, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Derech Megad Leyonim Laniach Bricha Rishona Shal Kol Shona Lios Tzavas Le'ima, that it satisfies the mother, it makes the mother bird happy to be able to keep that first set, and then once you keep the mother bird happy, she'll be able to produce all the birds that she would normally produce. But I guess if the mother bird's not happy, you don't want a depressed mother. So mother bird, so that Bricha Rishon is important for the Megadol Yonim, for the one who raises these doves. So so that's what the Machlokas is about. That first set of birds, Beishame Savri Gazrin and Dilmasi Limluchei, Beishame says, if you don't take them in hand in advance of Yantiv, and you just point them out, we're worried that you might change your mind and then not want to take them on Yantiv, because you can say, it's the first set, I'll leave it for the mother. But once you take them in hand, then you express a certain bailus over it, where you're not going to change your mind. Beisil Savri lo gazrin, and Beisil holds that we're not gozer, that you might come to change your mind. Rav Zilberstein Chashuk Echemet has a shaila about Avi Chassan, the father of a Chassan, asked for the caterer by the Chassana, that in their family they're makbir on a minag to give the chassan and the kala in the yichud room a zug yonim mivushalim. They take a female and a male dove and they cook them, and that's what the meal is in the yichud room. So the Bala Ulam said, no problem, I have a guy who has a shovach and he'll provide the birds. And the Bal Shovach said, no problem. Comes the day of the chasna, the Bal Shovach says, I can't give you the birds, because the only birds I have are the Bricha Rishona, are the first ones that were born this year, and if I'm going to keep my business running, I need to keep that with the mother birds. So the Via Chasan says to the Bala Ulam, so I'm gonna, you know, now I have to go find another wedding hall that's going to guarantee that I can keep this minhag. The Bala Ulam says, what do you want? I did whatever I could do. I didn't think the Bala Shovach was not going to keep his promise. So imi hadin. So he says, look at this Gemara in Beitza, that machlokas bebrich rishona beishami holds we go there. Dilmasim luluche beisil holds we're not go there. So the chora beisil holds we're not go there. We pass like beisil. So over here also, the bala ulam should never had to have been choshesh that the bala shovach would be worried about this, because beisil holds we're not go there. That we're not worried that someone's going to be so hesitant to worry about the first set of birds. So the bala ulam never should have thought that the bala shovach would be so worried. So it's a total anus, and therefore he doesn't have to find other birds. He did whatever he can do, and he has a reasonable taina. So he says, if that's correct, teturitz b'zeh kushas rishonim, says Rav Zilberstein. Now we can answer the kasha of the rishonim. The rishonim ask in several places, Tosfos and Sukkah daf tes. That the kasha of the Rishonim ask is, why do we have to go through the svara for Beishamai? Why do we have to know what the gezeira that we're worried that? So he says, according to this, nafkamina for our shaila, according to Beisilol, we don't have to be choshe shami achsobo, because Beisilol holds that lo asi limluche, meaning Beisilol holds that we don't make any such gezeira. So there is no logic, meaning we didn't have to even enter into the whole discussion about making gezeira, because that was all the shita of Beishamai. But no, now we understand that even in the Beisilol, it's going to come out the nafkamina to know what the logic is in the issue over here. So to answer just such a shaila, okay. Aval bebricha shniya, but when it comes to the second set of birds, then divrei kol b'omid v'omer zevzani notel sagya. Then everyone would agree that even Beishama would agree. You only need to point them out in advance of the Yantif, because there's nothing to be worried about that you're going to refrain from taking them tomorrow. You'll have no hesitation in taking them the next day. Ubeisila lamale lememar zevzani notel lema mikanani notel lemachar. So a separate question: why does Beisila have to be so specific? They have to stand on the side of the nest and say zev v'zani notel to specifically identify the birds. Why can't you just say mikan from this shovach? I'm going to take birds. Why do you have to identify exactly which ones? V'chi tema Beisila laslu breira. So maybe you can say, because Beisila is not willing to rely on breira. If you say mikanani notel, I'm going to take two or three birds from this nest tomorrow. And then there are 5 to 10 birds in the nest, and you're only taking 2 or 3. So only the 2 or 3 that you're taking are the ones that are not muktzah. And Beisil is not willing to rely on retroactively clarifying which 2 or 3 those were by just picking them on Yantif. But we know that Beisil does rely on Breira, because Vatanan, we have Mishnah, Hames Bebayis, if you have a dead body in a house, Velop Sachim Harbe, and the house has a lot of doorways to it, Kulan Tmeim, all of the doorways are Tameh, because the mace might go out through any one of those doorways. So all of of the underneath the awnings, by all of those doorways, it's tameh. Niftach echon mehen. If one of the doorways is opened up, hu tameh v'kulan tahorin. Then that doorway is tameh, but all of the other ones automatically become tahor. Chashav lo tzio be'echon mehen. Or if even you just planned on taking the mace out of a specific doorway, o b'chalon sheish bar al bar al arba, or through a window that's 4x4 tfachim, then matzalas al kol psachim kulan. Then that also saves all the other doorways from tuma, because the clear plan is to go through that particular doorway. Beishamay says, though, that you need to have had that machshava before the dead body was there, before the person died. Because once the person died, all the doorways automatically become tameh. So it's not going to save it from tuma when you later decide to take through one of the doorways. Beisil says, no, even if after the guy dies, you decide, I'm taking the body through this window or through this doorway, then anything that was there, and the way Rashi explains, the Gemara is assuming, is anything that was there under the awnings by the other doorways, even before you made the decision, is going to be tahar. Because it's huvar adav l'mafreya that all the other doorways were never destined to have the mace come through them. Memela, they're not tameh. So you see, Beis Hillel is relying on Breira. He's saying, retroactively, we're going to make the assumption that none of the other doorways were going to have the mace ever come through them, and therefore, they're all tahar. So says the Gemara, ha'itmar Allah, amar Rabba letaras ha'psachim mikano la'ba. No, you're misunderstanding what Beis Hillel is saying. When Beis Hillel says that af mishiyamas ha'mace, he's only being metahar those doorways for new things that go in them now. But anything that was under those awnings by the other doorways before you made that decision, those things are actually going to be tameh. Beis Hillel does not rely on Breira. V'cheinom raboshia letaras ha'psachim mikano la'ba. Mikano la'ba in, l'mafreya lo. Beis Hillel is not going to rely on Breira to retroactively assume anything that was by the other doorways is now not tameh. If it was there before you made the decision, and at a point in time where all the doorways were assumed to be tameh, so all the doorways are tameh, period. We're not going to rely on Breira in such a case. Rava amar liolam l'mafreya. Rava says, no, even retroactively we're going to rely. V'hachayinu taima dilma metaltal. So Beis Hillel itaka does rely on Breira, so why does he not rely on Breira over here? Why does he make you identify, I'm taking this bird and this bird? Can't you just say, I'm taking some birds from this nest? No, over here, the reason he doesn't rely on Breira is for the following reason. If you haven't designated which birds to take before Yom Tov, so you're going to go checking around, poking around on Yom Tov, pick up this one, this one doesn't look so good, pick up another one, and you're going to be metaltal shelo letzarech. You're going to end up picking up a lot of birds that you have no intention to take. But when you already designated them before Yom Tov, so you go straight for the ones that you designated, you're not going to end up being metaltal shelo letzarech. But we said you don't have to pick them up. All you need to do is point to them. So shouldn't we still be worried that you're going to be metaltal shlo tzarech? Says Mar Hani Mili Me Erev Yom Tov. Avol Bi Yom Tov Aser De Zimnim De Mishtachi Shmenim Chushim Uchushim Shmenim Vekam Metaltam Midi De Lachazilei. When you come to choose them on Yom Tov, so then it's not good enough to just point at them. You have to actually pick up the ones that you want, because we're afraid that the things that you thought were fatter birds are really skinnier birds. The ones that you thought are skinnier birds aren't going to look as good the next day, and then you're going to end up being metaltal things that you have no intention to use at all. Inami zimdim nimshtachi kulu kuchushim. Or maybe you'll come and you'll find that they're all weak birds, and v'shavaklu v'asilunui misimchas yantif, and you're just going to leave them there, and you'll be monea from simchas yantif. And why does that happen? As Rashi points out, v'kol zeh al yidei shelo birer etmol dvarav, all because you weren't clear yesterday which birds you want. That's why you can be monea simchas yantif. Why? Because l'fichach samach al sheker, you relied on something. If you didn't take a close look at erev yantif, you just looked in the vicinity of the shovach and said, yeah, I'll take birds from there, so you were somech on something that wasn't true. Lomar efsha shelo yushnayim u'shlosha tovim. What were you thinking when you didn't identify specific birds? You were thinking, okay, those birds look kind of shvach, but I'm sure in that whole shovach there must be two or three good ones in there, so I'm going to take from this shovach. You were relying on something you didn't know to be true, and therefore lemachar, the next day you come back, nimtzu kulam ra'im, they all turn out to be bad. Avul kshata maskiko levarer. Why does Beis Hillel require zev, that you have to identify in advance? Because when we force force you to identify which birds shuvein osomech alal elu bein hayushmeinim akhushin. So you are somech on those birds, whatever they may look like, whether they are fat birds or skinny birds. Uldaskin zimnan above notan velomimna. So you're not going to withhold from simchas yantiv. You're going to use whatever you can. Now, in terms of this din of softum alatzes that we use to demonstrate that Beis Hillel holds of the concept of breira, there are two ways to broadly explain this din, that if a house has many doorways and there's a mace in the bayis, that all of them are tame. One is that since we're not sure which Pesach the mace is ultimately going to go through, so every Pesach has a din of Safek Tuma, because maybe it's going to come through that one, so it's all B'Torah Safek, that the Safek, that it might come through this doorway. The other possibility is that it's not Midin Safek, it's B'Torah Zvadai, that since we don't know which doorway the mace is going to be brought from, so it's Ki'ilu Sof Tuma Latzeis right now, Derech Kulam. It's as if it's going to be brought through every single one of them, as if they're all open right now, and Mela, they're all Tameh, Torah's Vadai, that the din, whether it's Rabbanon or Daraisa, Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's Rabbanon or Daraisa, but the din says that this is B'Torah's Vadai, that since no door is open, it's the same as having all of the doors open, and Memela, the Tumah is underneath all of the doorway, all of the awnings outside all of the doorways. Rabbi Kivega writes that from the Lashon of the Rush and the Mishnah, it sounds like the second way, that it's B'Torah's Vadai, because the Rush writes, Desov Tumah Latzeis Bechad Minayhu, V'lo Yadinan Behe Minayhu. We know Tumah is going to come out of one of them, we don't know which one. Hilkach Chashivi Kulam Kipsuchim. He doesn't say, Hilkach, we're gozer, that they're all Tameh or whatever. No, Chashivi Kulam Kipsuchim. We view them all as if they're open. When they're all open, then the Tumataka is under the awnings of all of them. Then it's B'Torah's Vadai. So it sounds very much that it's B'Torah's Vadai. In fact, Rabbi Kivager asks, on the first explanation, that the Tum is B'Torah's Safek, why don't we say that it's Batal Berov? Meaning, the Tum is only going to come out of one of them. So why don't we say that if there are 10 doorways, and 9 of them is not going to be where the mace comes out, so the one that the mace is going to come out should be Batal Berov. So he says, Elamai, you see that it's B'Torah's Vadai. It's not B'Torah Safek, that it's not that maybe yeah, maybe no. No, all of them are viewed to be open right now, and it's B'Torah's Vadai. Rav Shimon Shkap suggests that no, you wouldn't say Batal Barov over here. He says the issue of Batal Barov is when you have in Mitzius, you have one thing that's Aser and more than one that's Mutter, and you just haven't been able to identify which is which. But B'Mitzius, one is and one isn't. They're different B'Mitzius, so there's Batal because they count interact each other. Over here, they're all the same in the Metzius. We haven't decided which way the mace is going out, so all of them are exactly the same. The Metzius, they're 100. So you wouldn't say Bittel Barov when all the things are the same. They're not working against each other, so we wouldn't have a concept of Bittel Barov in this case. The Rav Zilberstein has also just an interesting, I guess you count it as Dafyomi coincidence. He says Shamati Misaprim Sharidvaz Shayav Bezin Tzvat. He says one time I heard that the Ridvaz, when it was who's the Rav in Tzvat, came to Shul to Darshan on Shabbos Hagadol. So there's no coincidence. Came to Shul to Darshan on Shabbos Hagadol, and he saw that the crowd was overwhelming, that there was no place to get into the Shul. So he didn't want to be matriach, everyone to stand and move out of the way. So he climbed in through a window in the front of the shul, and everyone said, "What a bizayin that he's climbing in through a window! That the rav should be climbing in through a window at the front of the shul. We dafka made small windows here; it won't fit." So that he climbed in through the window. What? So the question is that a violation of bizayin atorah? So Zilberstein says, "Shor mitzion ba'alacha." An hour daf over here. What does it say by the mace that if chishav lo tzio be'echad mehen? O bechalon, you decide you're going to bring the mace out through one of the doorways, or bechalon. So the Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha says, what if you have two ways to get the mace out? You can get the mace easily out through chalon, or you can take them down hallways that have a lot of turns, and it's going to be very difficult to move the body around. So is that considered to be a bizayin? He says, you see from here that it's not bizayin a mace to go through the chalon. So he says, maybe for bizayin for hachai also, going through the chalon. One could argue that there's a big difference between a mace and a chai in that regard. Okay, says the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Zimein Shcharim Matzah Levanim. Let's say you designated blackbirds on Erev Yantiv, and then you come on Yantiv to take your birds, and there are only white birds there. Levanim Matzah Shcharim, or vice versa. Shnayim Matzah Shlosha. You designated two birds, and now you come and there are three birds there. Asurim. Then they're also, because clearly these birds are not the same birds that you had designated before Yantiv. Shlosha Matzah Shnayim. What if you had designated three birds, and then you come the next day and there are only two there? Mutarim. We don't assume these are totally different two birds. We assume that these are two of the three, and one of them just ran away. B'toch ha'kan u'matzal lefnei ha'kan, asurin. If you designated birds inside the kan, and you found birds outside the kan, they're asur. We assume they're different birds. V'mein shem elahem, but if these are the only birds in the vicinity, so then harei elu mutarim. Then you could assume they're the same birds. They just jump from inside the kan to outside the kan. So says Gemara right off the bat, pshita. The first halach in the Mishnah is obvious. Obviously, if they were black yesterday, they're not going to turn white today, and vice versa. These are obviously different birds. So Amar Rabba Hachamay Eskinan Kon Shezimin Shchorim Relevenim VeHishkimu Matzah Shchorim. Now the case is you were mezamein both blackbirds and whitebirds, and then you came early the next day and you found that Shchorim b'makom Levenim or Levenim b'makom Shchorim. You designated both and you found both there, but you found them in opposite places. The Levenim are where the Shchorim were, and the Shchorim are where the Levanim were. So you have you could argue that they just switched places. One might have thought that they are the same birds. They just switched around from one place to the other. That's why it comes to tell me, no, the original ones went away. These must be different birds. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So says Gemara, well, then our Mishnah is a great raya to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says that if you have two options of where something came from, it either came from the closest possible place, or it came from the majority of where it might have come from, so you follow the rove. Over here also, these birds that you found in place X, but yesterday were in place Y, or the birds you found in Y that were in place X, so they're right next to where the other place is, that would be the karov, or they could have come from the whole rest of the world, which is the rove. So you see that we're following the rove. Isn't this a raya to Rabbi Chanina, that rove a karov, holachachar rove? So the Gemara says, Kedam Rabbi Bidaf, Hachanami Bidaf. No, we're not going to say Rov Vakarov over here, because over here there's a daf, and there's a board right in front of the shovach, and normally birds that come in that daf are afraid to go into the actual bird nest, because the birds in the nest are gonna chase them away. But when those birds go out, so then other birds will come in. So we're choshesh that maybe they came from the daf to the kan, and that's why they're also, because everyone is considered carved to the daf and the kan. So we would follow the rove, because there is no din karov. Everyone, all the birds would have a din of karov in that regard. So that's why it's not a riot, Rabbi Chanina, about the general concept of rove karov. The Rishonim all asked the kasha, what's Rabbi Chanina? Isn't that just Teisha Chanuyos? Right, Teisha Chanuyos. The Mishnah Maseches Ksuva says if you have nine stores that sell basar shchuta and one of them sells basar nevela and you find meat in front of one of them, halachachar rov. So it sounds like halachachar rov, even if you found it in front of the store that sells basar nevela, even though that's the karov. So isn't it a beferish Mishnah that halachachar rov? So they say that Rabbi Chanina is being mechadesh that even when it's a korva demuchach, when there's something to specifically that korva would specifically lead you to believe it belongs to the karov, still we follow the rov and not the karov. Okay, and that would be clear in our Gemara also. Our Gemara seems to be a case of a korva demuchach. Shnayim matzah shlosha asurin. So if you found two, and if you left two, and now you found three, they're aser. Because manav shachi achrininu achrininu. If it's an entirely different set of birds, so then obviously it's muk, so it's no good. Vilo achrininu hayikachad demaribu. And even if it's not an entirely different set, but if there's one that's new over here, so that one is muksa, so you can't use any of them. Frak tells us, why not? Why don't you say it's batal barov, and therefore you could use them? So he says, two answers. First of all, bali chayim are not batal. Second of all, he says, the davar shiyesh lamatirin lachar yamtov. Anything that's the davar shiyesh lamatirin is not going to be batal, because the isur muksa will go away after yamtov. Slach points out, another daf yomi kvinsan, Slach points out that whether muksa is considered a davar shiyesh lamatirin is tali in the machlokes rishonim, whether chametz bepesach is considered a davar shiyesh. Some Rishonim say Chametz Pesach is Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin because after Pesach it's going to be Mutter. Others say it's not because of the Yisrael Chametz Shavuot of Pesach, but because next Pesach is going to be Yisrael again. Anything that's Yisrael L'Matirin but it's then going to become Yisrael again is not called Yisrael L'Matirin. So the same thing by Muktza says it's Slach. Something that's Muktza on Yantiv, yeah, after Shabbos, after Yantiv, it's not going to be Muktza. But then it will be again next Shabbos, next Yantiv. So the Stipler says, no, you can't compare the two Machloksim. By Chametz, if something is Chametz, it's going to be Chametz next Yantiv, it's going to be Yisrael. Kosher next Pesach. By Muktzah all depends on designation. So if you have a bird that's Muktzah now, so that bird could be Mutter, and it won't necessarily be Muktzah next Shabbos, because you could just designate it, and next Yontif you could just designate it as being something that you want to use next Yontif, and Mele, it's not going to be Muktzah. So the stipler is not convinced that the two Machloksim line up with each other. Shloshu Muktzah Shnayim Mutarin. So if you left three and you find two, it's Mutter. My Taima. Hani Inu Ninu V'chad Minay Oz Li'alma. They're the same ones, just one of them must have gone away. So Lema must be some Rebbe Yivlo Rabbanon. Our Mishnah must be something like Rebbe and not the Rabbanon. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Hiniach manu matzah masayim chulin. Hiniach manu, you left $100. Umatzah masayim, and you found 200. Chulin umaisu sheni mu raven zebzeh divir Rebbe. You could assume if you left 100 of maisu sheni and you found 200, it's chulin umaisu sheni mixed together. V'chamor makol chulin. So you left 100 of chulin. The Chum say you assume everything is chulin. Hiniach masayim umatzah manu. If you left 200 and you found 100, manu munach. So Rebbe says, okay, 100 of it is what you left, and 100 of it is new money. And the Chum say it's all chulin. So you see, Rebbe says you could assume that some of it is what you left there, and the Chum say, no, you cannot make any such assumption. It's entirely new money. That's why we want to suggest that Lema Rebbe v'lo Rabbanu. And we'll answer that Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll work it out for us.